From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something that you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Oh, welcome in to this Wednesday edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Palm, Neil McCready. By now, that's probably not necessary, but nonetheless, I don't know, it just sort of is cruise control as we start. The show today, Ole Miss and Arkansas, 11 o'clock Saturday morning from Vaught-Hemingway Stadium, the Rebels' home SEC opener. Lane Kiffin, Sam Pittman, two emerging programs, all that stuff. We'll talk some Ole Miss Arkansas today. Talk some attendance today. It's all over the message board. Lane Kiffin putting out a message to fill up the vault this weekend. So a lot of stuff to talk about today. We'll do that. Look at ratings a little over the weekend. I've got a couple thoughts on that as well. I've got those pulled up and more on a show brought to you by the Blue Sky and the Oxford Exxon. The Blue Sky right there in Oxford. You can just head on over, come into town whenever this weekend. Take a selfie in front of the convenience store, gas pumps, whatever you'd like. You get to pick the background there as long as it involves Blue Sky. I need you to follow the Oxford Exxon on Twitter. I need you to tag the Oxford Exxon on Twitter. And then a hashtag Blue Sky Rebels. Be automatically entered into a chance to win an official Ole Miss football helmet. So take advantage of that. Lunch specials, $5.69. Speed Pass Plus out. Download it. Earn points. Save money. And much more there with all Blue Sky locations in Mississippi. And again, coming to you from the Clark Ford studio.
We are indeed. Clark Ford's in Amory, Mississippi, 662-257-1900. Call that number. Ask for Corey Clark. Tell Corey what Ford product you're looking for. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. Right to the bottom line. No hassle, no haggle. You get your quote. The rest completely up to you. You can shop that quote around. You can do what I've done. What I recommend that you do, and that's hop into a Clark Ford today. 662-257-1900. Guests, join us on the Rafters Music and Food Hotline. I'll be talking to Tom Murphy of the, is it still the Arkansas Democrat Gazette?
I believe that's correct.
It's one of the few papers that survived all those years.
Isn't that right? Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
They talked to me years and years and years ago. I was just getting started in Auburn. I think we had just moved to Mobile.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, life's funny. Scott Kane had left, gotten out of the business. You don't know Scott, do you?
Nope, never heard.
Scott was the Arkansas beat writer for the Arkansas Democrat Gazette and realized that it was a horrible way to live your life as a father of kids. And he got out, got into banking and stuff. And he's still up in Fayetteville. In fact, I think his daughter was helpful with Campbell going through Rush.
Small Arkansas world. Has that happen more than maybe some other schools as far as beat writers and stuff. Robbie Nyswanger did that.
Yeah.
That's happened several times with Arkansas guys.
It just kind of consuming. Is Robbie still up there?
He does something different. It's not sports, but he's still in the area.
Still
but
in
he's
that
doing
area.
Something, yeah,
okay.
At that point. Yeah, I haven't talked to Robbie in a while.
Anyway, I'll talk to Tom on the Rafters Music and Food Hotline. Rafters Music and Food on the square in Oxford. Great food, great burgers, po' boys, appetizers, great beer selection, full bar, the whole deal. They're at Rafters. If you're going up to the game this weekend, need a place to grab a meal Friday or Saturday after the game. Ole Miss plays at 11, obviously, so be a lot of time after that to either celebrate or drown your sorrows or whatever the case may be. Rafters would be a perfect place for that. Rafters Music and Food on the Square in Oxford, also in New Albany, and then Rafters on the Water at Sardis.
So Robbie was the Ole Miss beat writer for the Clarion Ledger back probably 2007, 2008. He is currently in communications for Walmart now.
Oh.
So he does PR and marketing for Walmart now.
What I've learned when you're up there is, you can pretty much, instead of say, hey, what do you do for a living? You just say, hey, do you work for Walmart?
That's a good start.
Because you have like a one in two shot of nailing that.
So, yeah, he's doing that. I think he's a Florida grad, actually. I think he ended up in Arkansas and stayed for good. But I'm pretty sure Robbie
right?
went to Florida. Yeah.
How about that?
I think so.
I didn't know. I knew he wasn't an Arkansas guy.
Yeah.
But he was up there for a while. And
Yeah. I remember, like I said, I remember helping him move when he left Oxford. But then.
Oh, wow. That was nice.
He basically paid a bunch of beat writers to help him move.
You were paid to help him move.
I mean, not a lot, but I think he was cordial enough to go, hey, I'm taking up a day of your time. Here's like lunch and a 20 spot or something.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't like, oh, hey, we're going to hire two men in a truck and
gotcha.
It's me and David Brand out there carrying whatever. I mean, It was probably a lot of like a flow of the game situation. It was like, hey, where's the pillows? Like, y'all grab the bookcase. I'll be in behind you here as we move forward. So, yeah. If you're a member at rebelgrove.com, and I hope you all are, the Aggie Yell Leader stuff is great. If you'd like to find a thread on the message board with just idiocy from the weekend.
Is it bad that I've decided that I hate them more than anyone?
Oh, you think more than anyone?
Mm-hmm. Like anyone nationally.
Really?
Yes.
Because you did kind of just sort of find them funny. They were the weird cousin that just sort of was over there.
Like, I think Mississippi State's weird, but they're sort of harmless in a weird way. Alabama's awesome. You can hate them, but you got to kind of tip your hat all the time, right? I mean, they back it up.
Yeah, Alabama actually is hard to – they're annoying with their precision, but they're hard to hate, in my opinion. I don't necessarily hate Alabama.
And Auburn's only a cult in the whole War Eagle thing. The rest of it's not really that cultish. The A&M thing is insane. The Yell Leaders. I mean, Auburn has everything else is pretty normal.
At Auburn? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I mean, they War Eagle, hey, War Eagle, instead of...
Yeah, we can make some family jokes, but
yeah, okay, you don't say Happy New Year, you say War Eagle. And it's just understood that on this particular day, that means Happy New Year.
I mean, T, you kind of hit the nail on the head. Yeah, I mean, look, I know A&M people that are incredibly nice here, but he says, putting aside the cult stuff, they're not that bad. Very kind people. Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln? Yeah, I mean, like, what do we do?
How was your trip to Dallas, Jackie?
I mean...
Did you enjoy the Rice Hotel?
Yeah. And, yeah, Alabama's not harmless. They're actually destroying college football. It's just not necessarily their fault.
That's the important thing to note with Alabama is that, yes, Alabama's absolutely destroying the fabric of the college football game, but it's not their fault. It's up to everybody else to figure out how to stop it, but it's not their responsibility to...
It's Vanderbilt baseball.
It's like telling Darth Vader, hey, you need to destroy the... What was it called? The Death Star? You should probably destroy the Death Star. It's hurting a lot of...
As we've been over this, I'm not a good person to ask because I've never seen a full Star Wars movie all the way through.
I'm not either.
It's one of the weirder things that I know people make fun of me about, but I just... Anything in that genre does nothing for me to the point that I don't even give it a chance.
Hardman's right. Auburn cult's kind of like Scientologist. A&M's the drink the punch type of cult.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Flavorade everywhere.
I mean, when you're standing there in that stadium at midnight and he's telling these bad jokes and you're like, hoo-ah! No, at some point you got to go, hey, what are we doing? Why are we here? This is awful.
Under the guise of tradition at some point becomes, hey.
No. I mean, like, I watched that and I thought, my girls are college age, and if you asked my girls to stand in a football stadium at midnight and do that, they would be like, oh, no. No. No chance.
Kyle, thank you for the super chat. He says, I think most schools have outpriced a normal fan. They just assume the poor fan can just watch on TV, hit the like and subscribe button, amen to all that. We'll get into attendance in a minute, probably in the next segment when we start, because we just kind of ramble for a little while first. But, you okay?
Oh, yeah. Making sure we had good sound.
Okay. You don't typically take those off, so it threw me off for a minute there.
No, I'm just making sure.
They don't bother me, but I feel like I'm more connected without them on for whatever reason. I don't wear them unless I have to.
I learned just to kind of listen in case I hear something that sounds like we might have the beginnings of a problem.
For podcast people, not stream people, Neil took his headphones off and threw me off for a second. We get Rams Seahawks tomorrow night during hand raise, guys.
Yeah.
Big night for that. We're so used to the Thursday night game kind of sucking that surprised me as you were reading schedules a little bit there.
Well, stun me. And we get Major League Baseball tomorrow.
We do.
So we'll have stuff.
Red Sox eliminate the Yankees last night. They head to Tampa after being 6-2 victors over New York yesterday.
Yeah, both Kyle Schwarber and Anthony Rizzo hit home runs.
Did they really?
Yeah, it was a little much.
You didn't need that necessarily to happen. That was not the thing.
Tomorrow night we get Coastal Carolina at Arkansas State, Houston at Tulane.
Houston, yeah, okay. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
Got a good NFL game.
The bloom is off the Tulane Rose at this point, and
for
sure.
And I don't think Arkansas State's good enough to challenge Coastal.
No, oh God, no. I feel badly for Tulane because I do think they've got a pretty decent program, and that month away from home has just killed the season. Yeah. I think that devastated them to a point they probably will not recover at that point. And the American is a little better than maybe we thought going into the year, especially when SMU's 5-0, some different teams are playing pretty well there. I had this pulled up. Again, I don't know that this necessarily means a ton, but for people that like this kind of thing, Ole Miss Alabama was the top college football game of the weekend. It averaged 4.79 million viewers on CBS. However, it is worth noting that no game cracked 6 million viewers in week four, and then no game cracked 5 million viewers this past weekend. So a little bit of a week-to-week lull there, but that's so game-dependent, different things. That's not necessarily indicative of anything. It was the network's most-watched game in week five of the season since 2015. So if you look at a straight calendar, I wonder if there's a reason why this week is different than others and different things. So the most since 2015 from that standpoint versus last year's Texas A&M Alabama game, which was the same weekend on CBS as this weekend, viewership was up 21% and 34%.
So huge jumps.
Yeah, over Alabama and A&M last year. Notably, because they always make fun of this, the game averaged a 65 share in Birmingham on Saturday.
Just everyone watches.
I mean, seriously. You want, as Cecil Hurts said, what were on the other 35 TVs?
It's a fair question.
What are you watching at that point? Second for the weekend, Michigan-Wisconsin drew 4.31 on Fox. That was up as well over last season. Let's see. I'm looking for anything else that's just even sort of interesting here. Arkansas-Georgia was a cable season high at 11 o'clock. Its largest audience for an 11 a.m. game since 2016. So ESPN ended up with the two largest cable audiences of the season Saturday. That and then primetime Auburn-LSU pulling 3.79 million.
So they had a bigger audience for the early game than the late.
That is correct. Yes. Yeah. No. That look out of game day is a huge time slot for
it
ESPN.
Is for sure.
I mean, I know we're having to beat that over people's head because they're so used to Jefferson Pilot, but it's just a time slot that ESPN loves coming out of game day with an SEC school. So that's a big deal there. I thought this was somewhat. I don't know what NBC tries to get out of it. I know there's tons beyond ratings necessarily for this. And look, Notre Dame pulls good numbers. Don't get me wrong. They have a national fan base. They're never going to fall flat on ratings.
Sure.
But Cincinnati-Notre Dame should have been a pretty highly watched TV game on Saturday. And it was fine. But it was only fifth for the weekend and pulled 381 on network. That's not some crazy number right there.
Cincinnati's not a big name.
And the plucky underdog doesn't necessarily
TV
pull
hates
you in.
It.
Yeah.
TV hates the plucky underdog.
Yeah. Give me the blue bloods. Let's.
I mean, if you ask, because I've done this with TV people, hey, do you guys want upsets in the NCAA tournament? They're like, in the first round. Then we need them to get their ass kicked in the second round.
Well, because you don't need the second. You don't need the second round because then you're eliminating too many schools.
Yeah, they want blue bloods in the Sweet 16.
Let's have a cute day, too. 2 days.
Yeah. Have 4 or 5 cute upsets on the first 2 days, and then let's get this thing backwards.
But, hey, don't beat a two, okay?
We need they don't want College of Charleston in the Sweet 16. Yeah. No. They want UConn and Duke in the Sweet 16.
Florida-Kentucky pulled 3.06. Fine, nothing crazy. Big-time up numbers on the weekday games, Virginia-Miami, Maryland-Iowa both pulled positive numbers compared to what typically is in those slots over the weekend. And then if you're curious, because we had plenty of game day debate, College Game Day had 2.1 averaged, sorry, it actually jumped a little higher this at times, but it averaged 2.16 million viewers on Saturday, its largest audience in the month of October since expanding to 3 hours in 2013. On Saturday.
No shit.
Yeah. And then tripled Fox's big noon kickoff.
Whatever.
A tree falls in the woods. But it also, isn't this a marketing issue? Okay. Like, hear me out here. Okay.
Sure. Got nothing but time.
I know. And again, we'll talk plenty of attendance in a minute, but it's fine. We talk for a lot every week. Big noon kickoff sounds like a really dumb marketing problem where there's no hand raised guys in Fox's studio. Because your big noon kickoff, despite the fact that the college football world in the time zones that matter start their day at 11 o'clock. ESPN has made it where 11 o'clock is when we start our football. So if you're going to put us, if you're going to put a show on that starts, it goes until 11, don't do an Eastern time zone thing. And if you're really going to go to 12 Central, you're an hour late. You're missing the early, you know what I mean? Like, either way, you're either marketing incorrectly or you are starting games at the wrong time. Like,
well, they call it noon, reason, and then a lot of the Central time zone Big Ten teams start at 11.
That's my point. Yeah. Like, you're
Illinois' Central time zone. Yeah. Purdue, Central
the,
time
most
zone.
Most of the SEC and the Big Ten. That's the college football world.
Yeah.
And Texas.
I mean,
draw a Central time zone.
It's
weird, right?
Yeah, it's weird. And Game Day did such a great job of becoming established as the pregame show that it's kind of like throwing up a Kmart next to the Walmart. Good luck.
Where you have to do it, but yeah, it's like, yeah, I mean, I just, like I said, it's big noon kickoff, but it's big noon kickoff on the East Coast. Well, great. That really does a lot for most of the country that likes college football.
Well, if you're on the West Coast, it's 9 a.m.
Yeah. Just kind of stupid. That's all.
You ever watched it?
I've seen pieces, but no, I haven't gone, hey, you know what? 10 o'clock, let's sit down and let's watch us some Fox big noon kickoff. No.
I have a lot of respect for how Herb Street tries to protect Corso.
Yeah.
And he clearly does, and he clearly admires the man. But it's painful. I mean,
there's no doubt he cares about the man.
No question.
Trying to
desperately
prop him up as much as he can.
And I respect that.
But at some point, we got to stop.
Yeah.
Celebrate him. Thank him.
Doesn't this have to be it? This is the year you go, hey, you've had a hell of a run, man. Celebrate him and have a montage of all of his headgear thingies.
Sure. And do something that's memorable and call it.
Yeah, and bring in the next guy.
Yeah. Or don't bring in the next guy.
Or don't.
Don't try to replace him. Nobody else is going to put a mascot head on. That's over.
Yeah.
Figure out what the next thing is.
That's his deal.
Yeah. Figure out what the next thing
is. And he made it a deal where everyone waits for it. It's kind of the signal that, okay, it's
time for football.
Time to play.
Last thing. Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Elephant. Ah, okay. On.
Yeah.
I know. We'll talk attendance in a second. First, to me about Community Mortgage, Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. Underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. They're getting local underwriting and understands your market. A leader in condo financing, the float down option, and more. You can find Jason at 662-234-2704 or JLOWE at communitymtg.com.
We are also brought to you by Joey Erickson at Heron Gear Autoplex. Let him help you find the vehicle you're looking for at a price you can afford. Choose from a full selection of new Chevrolet, BMW, Lexus, and Infiniti, or get a great deal on numerous brands of reliable pre-owned vehicles. Give Joey a call or text on his cell at 662-571-2367. Tell him what you're looking for, or stop by 1685 High Street in Jackson to test drive that new or used vehicle you've been wanting. Let him earn your business. You can tell him that you heard about this ad on the Oxford Exxon podcast or the Soft Verbal podcast. We're also brought to you by The Rogue. I have the visit with Chance Campbell's up from Monday. If you haven't checked that out, please do and hit the like button. It's brought to you by The Rogue. It's your destination for fine men's clothing. They're stylist hand select pieces from top designers. From work to lifestyle to nightlife, there's the perfect something for everyone at The Rogue. Martin Dingman, Peter Millar, their new college collection. It's all there at The Rogue, 4450 I-55 North in Jackson, or therogue.com. Brought to you by Alpha Specialties, located at 1670 Highway 80 in Pearl, Mississippi. It's your trailer-specific professional. If you want to haul it, they can call it at Alpha. It's the premium trailer dealership in Mississippi. They've got Load Trail. They've got Hallmark Cargo Trailers. They even work with third parties to have game day trailers and concession trailers built just for you. 601-932-9798 or alphaofms.com. And we're brought to you by Service Specialist. I'll have Neil's picks up tomorrow. We all did terribly last week. Chase actually had a winning record. Everybody else was 500 or below.
Oh, hell.
You were 6-4. Yeah.
Hey, well, hey.
I know. It's a win.
A win's a win when you're in my situation.
Yeah. Brought to you by Service Specialists with offices in Ridgeland, Canton, Jackson, and Oxford. Service Specialists has been connecting candidates and employers since 1967 as the oldest staffing company in Mississippi. Whether you're a new college grad or a seasoned professional, whether you're in engineering, dentistry, accounting, law, manufacturing, or more, call Service Specialist. If you're a recent grad without much experience, touch base with them. They're always looking for candidates that have potential and want to learn and get their foot in the door with growth opportunities. Mississippi's a small state. Service Specialist always knows about jobs that never get advertised. Prospective employers should look for looking for strong candidates. You should call too. They always have names and resumes ready for your perusal. 662-832-5138 or servicespecialistltd.com.
Podcast brought to you in part by Visit Oxford. Visit OxfordMS.com is the website to go check out the events page, everything going on this week and every week. Tunes Around Town returning Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. For that. You can get some takeout, get some dessert, watch three different musical acts around the downtown area in Oxford. Also, Double Decker Bus Tours, 3 and 4 o'clock on Friday. Call for a reservation there. Remember, with an adult ticket, you get $100 off a pair of Blue Delta jeans. That is the Friday of every home football weekend and baseball weekends, as well as other occasions in the spring. So, again, visit OxfordMS.com. So, attendance really has been a topic for a year or more because of the pandemic, because of season ticket percentage, I mean, because of ticket, or sorry, attendance percentages last year. Sorry, I can't talk today, which is a problem when you do a podcast. So it's been there for multiple reasons. Obviously, things have been opened up this year, 100% capacity, I guess pretty much everywhere. I'm not aware of anybody who has any kind of capacity issues.
No, just in schools.
But tickets are down everywhere. Season ticket prices are down everywhere. I mean, I had somebody mention this morning that probably need to check this. I could be wrong, but I don't think any SEC schools sold out of their season tickets this year. So I think even in a league that is always dominating actual and paid attendance, they have struggled to sell out or to do what they have done in the past. And I understand the thought. And look, if you're just trying to buy a couple tickets to a couple games a year, yes, absolutely, it's expensive. It is. But it's not any more expensive relative to what it's ever been. Frankly, it might even be cheaper. I mean, look at Ole Miss. Ole Miss hasn't raised its season ticket prices since 2016. So since freezes last year, from a season ticket standpoint, they've done nothing to increase prices. And, I mean, as everybody knows, I just mentioned Visit Oxford. I've got a pretty good beat on what goes on around town. The hotels are cheaper because of the pandemic than they've ever been. So you can make an argument that from a season ticket standpoint, it's actually cheaper than it's been in past seasons to come to games in Oxford. And hotel availability lasted, hell, it might still be available in some spots. I mean, it did not fill up a year or more in advance like it does in a lot of seasons. It just didn't. You know, Ole Miss threw in, we talked about it on here. I mean, at the time, I think we publicized it a little bit. They had the additional pricing options. They did like the south end zone price thing. That's been the last few years. They've done another north end zone option. They've done a lot of season ticket packages to try to make it handy for Ole Miss fans. Now, face value prices have expanded, but a lot of that is matching what the opponent charged the other team the last year. So in theory, that wouldn't be a price that goes on its own fans who have season ticket options. That would be a price for opponents because you want to match whatever your opponent was charging you if it's inside the league. You don't want to necessarily give them a cheaper price than they gave you the year before.
I got you some hotel options.
Yeah, sure.
I'm on the Hilton.
Okay.
Because I'm a Hilton, you know what.
Sure.
You can get in this. You still have rooms at the Hilton, I mean, the Hampton Inn Oxford Conference Center.
Okay.
$448 a night is where it starts.
Yeah.
True by Hilton Oxford, which is right there, the same area. $539 a night.
But that's week of now. That's not had you planned at all prior to.
No, but I mean, a lot of people can't plan a year out. The Home 2 Suites by Hilton Oxford, $695 a night. The Hampton Inn Oxford West, $436 a night. Get this one. Home 2 Suites by Hilton Batesville.
What is it?
$424 a night. Hampton Inn Batesville sold out. Hampton Inn New Albany is sold out. Hampton Inn Hernando sold out.
And I'm not saying it's cheap. I'm saying it's not any more expensive than it's ever been. And frankly, it might, because I mean, those hotel prices, while you're right, and I mean, I understand what you're saying, that's not any different than any past season. It's
no,
always
of course
been
not.
Like that.
Of course not.
I guess my point is that there are other factors why people are not going to games, and it's not ticket prices. That's just not – I mean, especially with the secondary market being as available as it is, and frankly, tickets being available pretty good on third parties because people don't use a lot of – for reasons that make tons of sense, people don't necessarily use the official site for tickets a lot of times. So what I think – it's more of – no, I'm not paid off by Ole Miss. I mean, I'm just saying they haven't raised ticket prices. The problems we're seeing are not because of tickets. It's because of other things that are affecting people's ability to go to games or their desire to go to games.
I haven't bought a ticket to a college football game in so long that I don't know. Like, but yeah. I said this on the board. So the girls want me to come up for the Kyo Dads weekend in early November. And so I'm going to go. And so I got a hotel room. Mm-hmm. For whatever reason, that Embassy Suites in Rogers, the really nice one, is the cheapest one available.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
So maybe something mm-hmm. must be terribly wrong with it, but whatever. I don't know. I have no idea what a ticket. I talked to a friend of mine who also has a daughter up there, and he's like, I think I'm going to wait and let them lose a couple of games and let the ticket prices come down.
Sure.
Which is probably the smart thing to do. It's what I'm going to do as well. Look, it's – we've talked about this before. I'm trying to come up with a way to make it new. The schools seem frustrated. The coaches are definitely frustrated. And frankly, coaches are really out of touch with normalcy. It was the great gamble a year ago. It really was. Not to get on a pandemic thing. But when you shut down the stadiums, and yet you still played the games, and thank God they played them, people couldn't go. And for the first time, a lot of people watched.
Mm-hmm.
And they liked it. That's the problem. In a nutshell, they liked it.
It's also not a one-year deal for Ole Miss.
It's
a three-year deal.
Yeah.
Because the program started declining in 16. You have probation. You had all those things going on. So people were already bailing on, frankly, the last couple Matt Luke seasons. And because of that, hey, on 18, numbers are down. On 19, numbers are down. Well, suddenly 20 and the numbers plummet from how many people are in the stadium compared to a normal year. Well, that's 3 years of people going, hey, TV's kind of cool. TV's kind of nice. This is kind of nice. Hey, I'm getting a lot done. All these different reasons. Or even, hey, maybe it's not that expensive, but maybe I still want to take that $300 and go spend it on this or that or whatever else people are spending money on in their lives. There's all those different things.
The fall, as you move into the fall, the closer you get to the holidays. If you've got kids, the closer you are to Christmas. I mean, look, I saw someone in the thread, they were making some jokes about Tennessee next weekend, having a concert and all that stuff. If you want to make it entertaining, you better throw some things in there. You're going to have to get gimmicky, and that's hard to do.
Well, you just better win above all else.
Well, yeah.
You better win.
Yeah.
But nothing substitutes for winning.
Alabama's winning, and they're not full.
No. Frankly, they're almost winning so much that it's gotten boring.
Could be.
They don't even appreciate the winning anymore.
They watch on television.
Yeah. Also, your dedicated season ticket holders for the ones that are paying every year no matter what, whatever. There, if you're going to have a subsect that is more worried about the pandemic still, it's that group. It's the older people. They're going to be more willing to not. I mean, there's so many different reasons why it is what it is. And it's an interesting spot as we get into these next 5, 10, 15 years of college athletics because, the TV money, I don't know if it offsets the loss. The increased TV money, I don't know if that's offsetting the loss from tickets. I have no idea what a total revenue looks like from that. Ole Miss, every SEC school is about to get even more money when Texas and Oklahoma jump in. Mm-hmm. That's going to offset it a little more. Essentially, you're going to have to figure out how much attendance and season tickets matter, what you can do to just elevate that as much as possible. I don't know if there's a huge turn as far as making it where it is like it used to be. I mean, I know Neil and I always talk about this. You never say always and never, but
right, too big a word.
But at the same time, right now it looks like it's definitely moving in one direction on the bell curve. But the other side of this is that it's not monopoly money. Every school in the SEC is paying coaches more and mm-hmm. more and more. I mean, yesterday we had a conversation about Lane Kiffin, and not to get back on that horse, but I mean, $7-8 million at some point. Like, if he wins, what are you paying him? What are you paying all the assistants to come in? How are you doing that? What are you doing whatever to? So it's in some ways, I think it's not even necessarily, I mean, it is frustration because I think everybody wants full stadiums, Lane's asking people to come, the whole deal, Ole Miss is marketing it. Keith Carter sends out an email right after the Tulane game asking for season tickets to be purchased, and some of that's just marketing and good and whatever. But point being, money falls, attendance falls, nobody shows up, but yet prices are still only going up. And how do you offset that? What does that look like? And I don't know the answer, but the point is that that keeps happening, and this number keeps falling, and this number keeps going up. Well, at some point, the industry has a redirect there, or those schools that, frankly, have a lot more money than even Ole Miss are at a more relative advantage than they even are right now. Does that make sense?
Yeah. The answer long-term, I think, at a place like Ole Miss or a place like anywhere, mm-hmm. is when you redo your stadium, you follow the NFL model, you make it smaller, and you fill it with amenities.
Well, 100%. No,
it's what you have.
That's the answer. The question is just how and when do you pull the Band-Aid there?
As soon as you can.
I mean, not now.
No.
But they've got everything earmarked in this $400 million campaign they've got coming up, and B, and it's a little bit of an underrated one. They're still paying a lot of money for the pavilion for the next 10 years.
I know.
It's one we never really talk about much, but, I mean, the pavilion doesn't pay for itself. That wasn't just, hey, it's built, and now that's over. I mean, there's a pretty good bit left there.
I'm not taking – Hardman has no idea that that's bait. He means it as a compliment, but I won't bite. Boy, I could chomp into that one. Goodness gracious alive.
Yeah, I might even be the one of the two of us having a harder time right now.
I'm literally salivating at biting into that.
You might have thought for a minute, honestly. Do we have any commercials recorded where we just hit a button and come back?
I'm just going to tell you real quick. I've got a mailbag up on the site. Boy. Hardman, you didn't mean to do it. You're innocent.
But you have no idea the kind of worm you just opened right there.
Boy.
Anyway.
It's really difficult to not talk. It really is. It is. No, I know you didn't.
No, you had no idea.
Oh, Hardman, no, absolutely. I don't want you to feel bad at all. You did nothing wrong. Nope. You meant it as a compliment. We appreciate it very much. If you only knew.
No, Ole Miss, I think in a perfect world, you're a 50,000-seat stadium, 55 at the absolute largest, with tons of amenities and baseball-type seating.
Yes, it's 50.
Throughout the stadium.
Yes, no bad seats.
The North Carolina model with better amenities.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
I have a mailbag up at the site. It's brought to you by Whitney McNutt, Tommy Morgan Incorporated Realtors, serving you for all your real estate needs in Oxford and Tupelo. She sells condos, land, commercial, and residential family homes. 662-567-2573 or 662-842-3844. We're also brought to you by Grenade and Nissan. I'm just reading a couple of ads, guys, because otherwise I'm going to talk and I don't need to. Grenade and Nissan, it's GrenadeAndNissanUSA.com. If you're looking for a Nissan vehicle, I highly recommend you go there. It's right off Interstate 55. Gene and Sandy Grass and all the people there at Grenada Nissan have been great to us over the years. So if you're in the market for a Nissan vehicle, that's the place to go. Again, GrenadaNissanUSA.com.
Okay. Kind of lost our attendance thought. But anyway, now look, that's what it should look like. It should be 55,000. I mean, we talked about this a couple months ago. I mean, even kind of joked with Keith about it a little bit. But again, they've got a capital campaign that hasn't started yet that I think is somewhere around $400 million, something like that. And yeah, it's pretty much all been what's in that's been allocated. So you're talking about another how many ever period of time at the earliest. But, I mean, I think the pavilion is prohibitive. I think that it's just not in a position for that. They've got to do the best they can for the considerable amount of time, and that you hope that you can find. I don't know. This is a good question. I don't know the answer here. I'm trying, and I really didn't. I didn't prep this thought, so I'm just sort of workshopping it as I say it. Maybe the TV money is where it's not as big of a deal what the attendance is. Maybe you can maximize premium seating. Maybe you can make enough revenue and the increases in other places where it's whatever. Maybe that's true. On the flip side, are you worried about just losing fans in general Is that more the problem is that when they don't go to games, they're a little less motivated, they're a little less invested. When they don't do this, they're a little less invested. Yeah. Frankly, when they don't give money in any semblance to the school, they're a little less invested.
Yeah.
And over time, do you just worry about fan base dwindling from an overall engagement standpoint? Yeah, whatever that looks like. I'm talking about clothing. I'm talking about everything. Yeah. All the tributaries and tentacles that come off of that.
All right, I've talked to you about this before. You've not experienced this yet because your daughter is still really young. Was she five still?
Yes.
Okay. So Carson turned 15 on Monday. And over the last several years, as he's gotten really into competitive soccer, and now he's playing at a pretty high level with this team that he's playing with, he has these weekends. Like the last two, he had a tournament in Brandon, and then he had league games in Brandon last weekend, okay? So I'm using Brandon, Mississippi as an example. It's the first time I'd ever been to Brandon was 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, sure.
This is not about Brandon, by the way. It's just using it as an example. Because I'm going to guess there are tons of Brandons all over the country, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Sure.
So we pull up at 8 o'clock on a Saturday morning for a Zona football weekend. Ole Miss had the weekend off. Mississippi State was playing LSU at home. All those games, okay? It was that weekend. And we pull up his game at 8, so we pull in there like 7:05. And Chase, off to the right, is this baseball complex. Mm-hmm. All sorts of fields, from the little fields to bigger fields, you know. And then to the left is this mass of soccer fields.
Okay.
They're all full.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, all those kids have parents.
Typically, yeah.
And as a rule, because of the sperm and the egg and the thing.
Yeah.
And they all have parents. And so all those – I always do this, and I told you this before. I ask myself, well, all these people 10 years ago, before this thing was such an industry, did they go to games?
You think it's more? You think so?
Now?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah, it grows every year. It grows every year.
Really?
Yeah, okay. It gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Okay. We obviously had tribal baseball and stuff in the summer.
But
so
it's
I don't
huge
know.
Now.
I mean, well, because the fall wasn't as big. Yeah, it's true. The fall is more is busier now than it was 10
5 years ago. You didn't see all the fall.
Especially
baseball.
In the South because it just wasn't as big as a sport.
Now baseball's year-round.
Yeah.
Soccer's year-round. Softball's year-round.
Well, there's more money football. Than 10 years ago.
But, I mean, I'm just thinking about these sports that I see with my own two eyes week after week after week. And I think, well, those people aren't going to Starkville today. Those people aren't going to Oxford today. I wonder if in a different life they would have gone to college football games.
Mm-hmm.
And now you can't. And so you're spending your money on that. There's a lot of that. I think this is so many things. I just think culturally there's been a change. I just think there's, and especially when, you know, when I was younger, hell, when I was covering Auburn, every game wasn't on TV. I mean, you know, people make fun of the JP game, but you were glad when your team played on JP because you got to see them. As a kid growing up in Louisiana, I mean, you know, you didn't, every LSU game wasn't on television. And so sometimes people would pay the $49.95 for the pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
You had to pay to watch television.
I remember that, yeah.
And I mean, there were some people that you'd pay to listen to a radio broadcast. It's just such a different world now. It's so readily available that I just think it's changed. And you throw in some inconveniences and people go, I'm out.
Well, it's a slow thing. But it's to your topic. It's the topic we just had a minute ago. The unlimited access to all the games being televised is frankly what really the death of this is. Now, other things have made it worse. The pandemic quickened it. Prices in some ways have quickened it for the people who are just trying to buy the tickets. Frankly, look, here's the thing too. And now, look, we're talking to a lot of people who are pretty hardcore. Our message board is certainly the most hardcore of fans.
Yeah, of course.
But the average person who just goes, hey, I sort of like that team, but I couldn't tell you who the strong safety is, they don't even really probably know there are a lot of ticket options beyond the single game ticket through the university. They're not even going to understand all those different concepts. So they see the $90 or $100 or whatever it is. I don't know. Even though that's geared up for very specific reasons that make sense.
Well, and we know this because we have these analytics.
Yeah.
We know who listens to our podcast and where they're from. And
yeah.
We get big audiences. Now, this is humble brag, so deal with it. But it's true. We get big audiences in Nashville,
yeah,
in Atlanta,
yeah,
in Dallas, in Houston.
Yeah, those are the four extremely large metropolitan areas that we grow.
Okay, really, so if you live in Houston,
mm-hmm,
you're not driving to Oxford for the day of the game and driving back. It's not like if you live in Madison. Yeah, you can run up like Saturday. The game's at 11. You want to be on campus by 9, right? You could leave at 6:30. It's a little inconvenient, but you could come, and the game's going to be over at 3. You could go get a bite to eat. You could still leave at 5, and you're back home in time to watch the night game.
Sure.
But if you live in Dallas, that's not an option.
Mm-hmm.
It's expensive. And then it's time-consuming. And if the game's available on HD on your 82-inch screen in your living room in suburban Irving or Plano or whatever, yeah. Well, it's an easy choice, man. It's a simple choice.
Well, that was kind of the point I was making, was that it's that your game is on TV now versus before. Hey, if I want to watch the game, I got to go to the stadium.
Yeah,
I got to go. That's where I got to be. I got to, you know, even some teams, some were on pay-per-view. Some, you know, occasionally you had the national game, but most of them just weren't on TV at all. So I had to go. So that's changed a ton over the course of time. And then two, it's not just that your game is on. It's that if no games are on or just the one game is on, okay, that's even better. But if there's a huge college football slate, there's a lot of fans that go, yeah, I could afford it and I could go to Ole Miss, but I really want to watch Alabama, Georgia. I want to watch LSU, Auburn. It's the totality of the college football landscape being on television.
Well, I mean, look
that
at,
is harmed attendance.
Look at this weekend. Let's say you're a big Ole Miss fan, but it's a little inconvenient to come to the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
Put two TVs in your living room. You kind of, for whatever reason, you kind of want to keep an eye on Texas, Oklahoma. For whatever reason, you want to watch the big 3 o'clock game between Iowa and Penn State. It's 3 versus 4. For whatever reason, you're into it.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Well, if you go to Vaught-Hemingway, it's going to be tough to do all that.
Mm-hmm.
If you stay at home in your living room, you can watch every play of Ole Miss, Arkansas, every single snap.
Yeah.
You can hit the pause button. You can catch back up. As long as you're not following along on Twitter, nobody ever knows.
No.
The line to the restroom is 0. You don't have to pay for parking. It's the game's at 11. You could sleep till 10. I mean, it's just different. It's a different world. And for the universities, it's a challenge. And two things have happened. One's the SEC Network, which is the best thing that's ever happened to them in many, many ways.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in the other sports, like Matt Mott was talking about this the other day. I wrote about this. I put it up on the site.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a game changer. It's made these SEC soccer programs,
all top 25 programs,
national powers.
Yeah, right.
Now, Matt's done a great job at Ole Miss,
yeah,
don't
sure
get me wrong, and they've made it fun, and people go to the games. And by the way, they play South Carolina tomorrow at 6.
Yeah.
Look at us. We're promoting. I mean,
for free.
For free, yeah. No incentive.
People helping people.
Yeah.
Oh.
But you know, that. But on the flip side, it's made it where it's, I think you've got to be more creative. I think you've got to be more promotional in how you get people to the games. Like, I don't know if the people are joking or not. Tennessee having a concert or something. Morgan, somebody. I don't listen to a lot of music. Morgan Wallen is going to play or something. I don't know. It beats me. And maybe the people are joking. I don't know.
But no, you put concerts on Friday night. You put whatever on Friday night. You promote the other sporting events better.
I mean,
you
put
whatever.
I mean, I'm putting a concert in the damn parking lot.
I'm not going to a football game. I'm going to a weekend. Key difference. Huge difference. I'm not going to a football game. I'm going to a weekend. Football game's my pinnacle of it.
Yeah.
But that's not all I'm doing. No. I get to choose concert or dinner. Or I get to do this. No, I'm doing this.
Yeah.
Hey, hon, we're getting in. You're going to be able to do this and this and this and whatever.
And that's hard. And I'm not in that world. But if I were,
why Grove Bowl baseball crowds are huge. It's why double decker weekends are huge.
Yeah, there's stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, we're spending the whole weekend.
And so if I'm in that room, I mean, we joke about the hand raised guy. I'm like, hey, is there an act we could bring to the parking lot?
Whatever.
Or what can we do?
Mm-hmm.
Where could we put something? How do we?
And every little bitty thing helps a little bit. every little extra event gets a couple other people. I mean, you know, I talked about it a minute ago. I mean, look, is there going to be 400 people do it on the square Friday night? No, but Visit Oxford does tunes around town because people walk around and watch it. That's why you do it. Because
yeah,
it works.
Sure.
You just have other stuff.
Yeah.
Just things. And frankly, they're able to do that because Ole Miss doesn't have some big concert on Friday night. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, that's because there is a gap in Friday night, what's going on around
sure.
a football weekend.
Sure.
So.
I'm bringing concerts to campus. And people, yeah. I'm sure someone's listening to it go, if you only knew.
Well, and then two, they now can do alcohol, which was huge. And then, obviously, COVID protocols had to loosen. So, both those things, fine. You're good now. My point yeah. being, they've probably had a rough time with that until the last period of time. So,
but, I mean, they weren't doing it before either.
No, but they didn't have alcohol ability.
And look, we can say this
yeah.
for some of the reasons Hardman didn't even mean to mention. They did a terrible job during the freeze years and the end of the freeze years,
yeah, yeah.
the Luke years. It was terrible. Sorry, but it was. It was a disservice, that whole deal. Frankly, it was a disservice to Matt. It was a disservice to the fan base. It was a disservice to so many people to let such a small group of people dictate such a big decision. On the heels of an NCAA
okay.
thing.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. It was a mistake, and you lost fans.
Mm-hmm.
And getting people back is very hard.
Yeah. We've seen that across the sports landscape, baseball, everything.
I mean, well, I'm reading about it, like with the Cubs right now,
yeah.
right? You know, they tanked this one year, and everybody's like, okay, I'm going to give you this one shot.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not coming back.
Yeah, you get one.
You get one, and then, you know, if 3-4 years later, you say, hey, we're going to compete again. Yeah, I've kind of moved on. People move on. There's just so many options now.
Podcast brought to you in part by Northeast Sparks. You're not going to the game. You're going to need really good internet to make sure you stream everything effectively. You can get that with Northeast Spark Ignite 100 Mbps package or the Blaze. It's what we prefer. It's in the Clark Ford studio. I've got it at home. It's 1 gig. They're your hometown team bringing you world-class broadband in eSpark.com. 662-238-3159. Phone service, portal controls, network security, and much more. So call the office for details again, 662-238-3159.
We're also brought to you by John Edwards, Regency Travel Incorporated in Memphis. If you're thinking about traveling, maybe you're already kind of thinking about a holiday, we'll talk about hotel expenses and stuff. If you're thinking about a holiday trip, thinking about doing something already for next summer, and a lot of people are taking advantage of some prices now for next summer, get in touch with John. Just give him some parameters, give him a budget, let him give you options, and know this, you don't have to live in or near Memphis to take advantage of his services. 901-494-3387 or send him an email, jedwards@regencytravel.net. First-time clients can save $50 off their first booked trip just by telling John you heard about Regency Travel on the podcast. Also brought to you by Pinnacle. Pinnacle is based in Madison, Mississippi. They've got clients in more than 20 states, advisors in multiple states as well. Founded in 1997, they provide detailed, specialized investment management, financial planning, retirement planning for individuals and businesses, and so much more. At Pinnacle, investing is treated like a commodity. Decisions are made using objective information and research, not emotions. So get in touch with them. Go to mypinwealth.com, mypinnwealth.com, and tell them you heard about it on the podcast. We are also brought to you by The College Corner. We'll have a soft verbal sometime later this week. It's your one-stop Rebel Shop. Two locations in the Jackson area in Ridgeland. It's next to Fleet Feet in Flowood. It's next to Half Shell. If you don't live in Jackson, it's okay. Go to collegecornerstore.com. Plus, you can find them on Facebook and Instagram. Whether you're tailgating in Oxford or homegating with friends and family, The College Corner has you covered for game day with the largest selection of Rebel gear in Central Mississippi. We'll have hand-raised guys tomorrow night. That's brought to you by Comer Heating and Air and Southern Air Conditioning and Heating. Different names, same great services and products. If you live in Oxford, Tupelo, or the surrounding area, call Comer at 662-801-1777. If you live in Hernando, Memphis, or that area, call 662-429-4429. And we're brought to you by Lammons Fine Jewelry in Oxford. Lammons is 1126 North Lamar Boulevard in Oxford. They've been serving the Oxford area for more than 73 years. From engagement rings to wedding rings to fine jewelry, watches, pearls, fashion jewelry, children's jewelry, collectibles, and more, Lammons is the gold standard in fine jewelry. So visit them at LammonsFineJewelry.com. That's LammonsFineJewelry.com. or call them at 662-234-2777.
Still have time to get your catering orders in from Johnston Hill Creamery for this weekend. You just need 24 hours notice to have it delivered right there to your spot in the Grove, the Circle, wherever you're tailgating this weekend for Ole Miss and Arkansas. Artisanal cheese trays, charcuterie trays, and much, much more, including sandwiches, desserts, buttermilk hand pies, cannoli, blackberry cheese bars, and plenty extra accompaniments, including pepper jelly, spiced honey, feta dip, and more. So again, 662-419-9201. Email cheese@johnstonhillcreamery.com. And again, 24 hours notice, and they'll take care of you and get it to you right there in the Grove. Let's see. Yeah, it looks like A&M people are checking out pretty good. I kind of saw that too. The numbers way down on a stream over there.
Did they do a video after the game? Did our boys do a video?
There are some videos. They're not on the field, but they do appear to have some videos. Yeah.
Were they epic? Were they good?
I have not watched them. They were not watched by many people at all. I mean, we're talking not. It's in the three digits, not the four digits on their views.
Oh God,
I mean, it's down. Their watch along has a lot of views, and God knows what that was like. But I actually might go watch a little of the watch along at certain points of the game. I'd like to see that.
Has Ross had a chance to tell
his side of the story
about what happened? I bet the Colts.
How much of this is on him over there?
The football team?
Just in general.
I don't know. Not much.
I mean, is he catching heat at all, you think?
No. But, I mean, he extended Jimbo's contract for reasons beyond my comprehension.
Well, he went 10-1 in a pandemic year.
Yeah, but
I'm making a joke.
Could have waited a year.
I think. Well, everybody could always wait a year. Everybody's too damn quick with that.
Yeah.
Always. It's almost become like this industry standard now. And it's
well,
stupid.
he was fearful that LSU was going to pluck Jimbo away.
Okay.
And they still might, for what
Jimbo
it's worth.
Has never looked older offensively.
Yeah, if you're LSU, are you even considering Jimbo Fisher?
It looks
today?
Like Les Miles right now. I'm good. No thanks.
I mean,
without the extracurricular.
Mississippi State, and I know Calzada's not good. I get it.
But let's not act like Haynes King was about to light up the free world.
Well, and let's also not act like Zach Calzada was some third-team kid at Tyler East that you just brought in. I mean, he does have some arm talent. The dude can zip the ball, and yet, I mean, it's the whole. This is all Calzada's fault. Is frankly, for me, that's almost offensive when you do that to a kid. No, it's effing not. It's on Jimbo.
And you got to make it work. I mean, Eric,
you're the guy recruiting. You're the guy recruiting quarterbacks, and you're the guy developing quarterbacks. Are you gonna blame the kid?
And he's not gotten any better. He looks just as rattled today as he did against Colorado. Frankly, he looked better against Colorado late. Had a couple kind of gutty drives there late against Colorado.
Look, how old's Jimbo Fisher?
I don't know.
So I got a theory.
Okay. What's your theory? I mean, you know how old he is, give or take.
Mid-50s?
55.
I nailed it. Show me a 55-year-old guy who starts to really put the weight on, and one of two things happen.
Okay.
He's either gotten really content and said, to F with it.
Okay.
I'm done. I did everything I could do.
Okay.
I've accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
Or his life's falling apart. One or the other.
So he's got major issues, or he's resting on his laurels.
Yep. Jimbo doesn't look like he's been hitting the gym very much.
No.
So he's either resting on his laurels or life's falling apart. Neither way, it's not particularly good for a football coach.
I mean, just straight energy, being around kids. Yeah, I mean, everything that goes along with that. I mean, there is a certain thing. I mean, getting in shape. I mean, all like about Lane. I mean, even yeah, funny had a look like a snake that swallowed something, all that kind of stuff, but. You just feel better. I mean, you got a lot of crap to do every day.
Mm-hmm.
High stress. I mean, you want to fix the variables you can fix.
I mean, I'm not the picture of health. Don't get me wrong. Yeah. But I feel a lot better after I get done with that 45-minute Tabata ride.
Well, sure. Of course. Yeah.
I mean, I'm cursing my existence midway through it. But
get pumping a little bit, though.
Yeah. Get a little energy going. Just a thought. Jimbo's been doing this a while. This is a young man's game. Talk to some coaches. They'll tell you that more and more. Young man's game.
That's why, in some ways, the biggest mistake for Urban Meyer was just coming back, period. Just stop.
Look how old he looks.
You're good.
Yeah, just won, go count fine. Your money. Do the Fox thing. You were actually fairly good at it.
You probably could have gotten really good at it over time.
Well, they weren't going to fire you.
Oh, God, no. And today, you wouldn't be the center of the news.
Yeah, and you do Big Noon, whatever it's called.
Kickoff.
And at when the show's over, you're done.
You might even go replace Corso. They might even grab you when he hangs it up and you
but
go
you're
work.
Never, you're not losing, and you don't have to watch film all week.
No, you talk to a couple coaches and yuck it up.
Yeah,
and go
yeah, you watch
day.
A little bit of film on your pre-show things so that you don't sound like a complete idiot.
And that's it.
But you won national championships at multiple places. Just go away. Instead, you've ruined yourself now.
Yesterday, Meyer, 57, by the way. He's 2 years older than Jimbo.
And he looks like raw hell.
Yeah, he
looks terrible.
He says, I made a comment when I got here about the logo and about an owner who wants to win the worst way. Meyer said on his radio show yesterday in Jacksonville, that's one of the reasons I came here. I just admire that guy so much, and so that makes me so angry at myself that I lived that I believe that, and that I failed, and I've got to get the trust and respect back, and I will. Get it. Hold on. Get it back. When have you had it, Urban?
Yeah.
When did we earn that trust to begin with?
Look, here's the deal when in an NFL locker room.
Yeah, sure.
NFL people hate one thing more than anything.
Distraction. A lot more than what he is or is not doing with his personal life. They couldn't give
two craps.
They
couldn't care less. They don't care what he's doing.
No.
But don't let it get public.
Yeah. Don't mess
we're,
it up in
now,
here.
Now reporters are coming in here.
And we're already in a pissed off mood anyway because we suck.
Yeah, we're in a rebuild with a rookie quarterback. We're already having to answer questions about that. And now we got to answer questions about you. No, they don't want to do that. They want to talk about the Titans this week.
Is he the coach next year in Jacksonville?
No.
You don't think so? I think it's one and done.
Yeah, I'm not sure he makes it through the rest of this season.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, Ole Miss Banker's calling me out on this. Look, they're exceptions. Sam's just a big dude. It's just a theory. It's all it is.
But even Sam would feel better with 30 pounds less. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't make us wrong. It just means he's handling it.
Sam would have a lot more energy if he dropped 50 pounds.
Yeah. Yeah.
Supposedly, he jogs every day, which makes you wonder, like, what the hell are you eating?
Might have just killed his metabolism at some point.
Yeah.
Got some hormones. I mean, who knows? I mean, Sam Pittman could have hormone deficiencies for all I know.
I mean, none
of my business. Yeah.
Well, there's exceptions to every rule.
Yeah. Not everybody can.
And so if you're out there and you're a big guy and you're offended by that, I'm really sorry. I'm a big guy, too. I'm fat, so I get it. But it is what it is. I'd have a lot more energy 20 pounds lighter.
I think Aaron Boone's back in New York next year. He said, we'll see when I ask yesterday.
Probably not.
His contract's up at the end of the season.
If I were him, I'd want out of there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'd want to go someplace. He's a good manager.
I haven't had any conversations about my contract with anyone, so we'll see. I love being here. I love going to work with this group of players. Love following the Boone noted the increased competition in the rest of the AL. The league has closed the gap on us. We've got to get better in every aspect because it's not just the Red Sox and the Astros. Look at the division. The Raves are a beast. Toronto, there's some teams in the Central that are better and better. Teams in the West that are better and better. Teams that have closed the gap on us.
Well, the Yankees have spent a lot of money on older players, and baseball skewing younger and younger and younger by the day.
Just trims that window down to.
I mean, Garrett Cole.
He was bad last night.
Yeah. You got to have a. Look at the Rays, right? They have all these young dudes in their 20s that are throwing 100 miles an hour.
Kind of a media thing there, but fans can read it and enjoy it too. Passan still got his fastball. He wrote a really good gamer out of Red Sox.
One of the best baseball writers that's ever lived.
Yeah, he's
phenomenal.
I saw his name and clicked strictly because it was his name. I didn't really need to read the article at all. I didn't care, but I did that. He was
good. Did you watch any of it?
A little. I didn't watch anything last night really, but yeah, it was on. Just kind of.
I listened to some of it driving back from Tupelo. It sounded like playoff baseball.
And that was cool. No, yeah. That was good. And that's kind of what Passan wrote about was there's no asterisk last year on the Dodgers title, but this is playoff baseball.
Right.
This is what –
There's no asterisk, but there kind of is.
Yeah, you did not win it in this environment. Whatever.
No, it's fun to see Fenway packed like that.
it made me a little more excited for the baseball playoffs in general.
Sure.
I think it did that for damn sure. It was good. Yeah, I'm in. I think that's fair. Let's see. What do we have today? We've got the other wild card game. We have the St. Louis Cardinals and the L.A. Dodgers. That is at 7 o'clock.
Man, I have cheered for the Dodgers so much in my life. I'm a lifelong Dodger fan since today. Love them.
Mm. The blue. Baby.
Oh man, I see that Dodger blue, and it just things move. Seager and
what's the pitching matchup?
Muncy,
Scherzer and
Scherzer and Wainwright.
Oh, it's good.
There's not a Cardinal I hate more than Adam Wainwright.
Like ever? No, come on.
No, not ever.
Who's the most hated Cardinal ever?
Molina, way up there. I wasn't a big Jim Edmonds guy until he came to the Cubs. And then I was like, eh, okay. And then he went back to the Cardinals, and I'm like, okay. A couple of Chris Carpenter, pitcher.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't like him at all.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I would never have guessed that had you told me to start guessing people. Okay.
When Tommy Pham was a Cardinal, I hated him.
You hated Tommy Pham?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because he wore that stupid uniform.
He's like the most nondescript
dude ever. I just didn't like him at all.
Okay.
Who was the guy? Oh, one of my favorite Cub Cardinal memories, actually, was the day it was John Lester was pitching for the Cubs, and Tim McCarver, who I think's just awful these days. I think he's really just resting on his laurels, speaking of.
You do.
He's talking about how there's just no way that Lester would throw to first. And then Lester, literally 10 seconds later, picks the runner off first base. That was like a great.
That did it for you.
Things moved. Yeah, I don't like Bader.
Okay.
He's clearly taking steroids.
Thursday is when it kind of kicks up. You've got Red Sox Rays on Thursday. You've got White Sox Astros on Thursday. And then the NL teams beginning on Friday. So Friday is when everybody plays. Game twos and game ones all going on there.
It's like four games Friday.
Braves, Brewers, and then the winner against the San Francisco Giants in what should be a hell of a series. So
you're assuming the Giants beat the Dodgers or Cardinals?
I'm just saying, I think, if the Cardinals get in the damn playoffs, they're going to be good because they're in the playoffs. So, yeah, either way, the Giants, Cardinals, or Giants, Dodgers will be a good series. I used to be a Braves fan. I follow them, but it's not fair for me to say I still am. I don't follow it.
Grind says, so you still like Pujols. I can tell you this, that if the baseball gods came down tonight and said, Neil, you can draw it up tonight, I'd say, oh, really? I get to do it?
Yeah.
It would be 7-4 Cardinals going to the ninth, two outs, nobody on for the Dodgers. A pass ball would get past Molina.
To let a runner reach.
Then there'd be two errors. Pujols would pinch hit for the Dodgers and hit a grand slam.
If you absolutely could pick. Because you get the Molina defensive error.
Yes. Two errors by the team that plays supposedly such great baseball. And then Pujols would hit one.
Out of ravine.
Just out of the canyon.
Yeah. Okay.
And I would.
Be very happy.
Oh, just. Just. The thought of it.
Okay. I don't know that this is what did it. I don't really know why it stopped when it stopped, but I have not been what I would consider a hardcore fan since the infield fly game, whatever year that was, 2011, I guess, maybe.
Oh, it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been really that long since I've been, dialed in. I mean, I will know the Braves record before I'll know anybody else's, but it's sidewalk fan at this point.
I don't like, in all seriousness, I don't like the one game wild card playoff. I know it's good for the sport, but I don't like it. Like
2 out of 3.
Cardinal fans in this thread will disagree. The Dodgers won 106 games.
Frankly, I just like the one wild card team. Let them in and let it go play the series.
Go play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let the other team get home field, and you have to play the one seed, but you're in. That's
and they did it because it keeps more suspense in October, I get that. And I think they're going to win this on this new – when they do a new labor deal. Because the labor deal expires at the end of the World Series.
Yeah.
I think they're going to expand the playoffs.
Do you really?
I do.
Okay.
And I like it and hate it.
Podcast brought to you in part by Nick's Tan and Associates. That's nickstanoxford.com, 662-281-1200. Head to the website. You can see gallery view, list view. Let them give you an agent to talk to, whether it be O'Keefe, Graham, Clay, DeWeese, or their team of associates to help you with the buy side or the sell side of finding a home here in the Oxford area. I've used them multiple times, and you should give them a shot as well. So, again, that is nickstanoxford.com, 662-281-1200.
Blue Delta Jeans makes the most best-fitting, most comfortable jeans in the world because they're uniquely made for you and only you. Raw denim jeans, custom fit, hand-tailored in Tupelo, Mississippi. One size fits one at BlueDeltaJeans.com. Go to their site, and you can get to their virtual tailor, and you can design your jeans and be fitted in just a couple minutes, and you'll be looking fantastic for the holiday season. Enter the promo code REBELGROVE at checkout, and you get 10% off your purchase at BlueDeltaJeans.com. Pinpoint Commercial Real Estate is based out of Jackson, Mississippi. They service the entire state in all commercial asset classes, such as retail, office, industrial, and land. Sam Cox and B.B. Mitchell are Ole Miss graduates that utilize their unique skill sets to execute on assignments and increase value for their clients. This week's property spotlight is on the Village at Madison. The Village at Madison will feature roughly 60,000 square feet of Class A restaurant, retail, medical, and professional office space, along with roughly 75 zero-lot line residences, with Pinpoint handling the leasing for the commercial portion of the development. If you want to learn more about it, go to call Sam and BB at 601-586-3220. We're also brought to you by ACS. They're a complete electrical control system solution provider and a Rockwell Automation recognized system integrator. They've got a full-time dedicated emergency service and troubleshooting staff and a UL508A panel shop. They can custom tailor software design packages, custom design electrical control panel solutions, and much more. It's ACSLLCMS.com. Or call 662-601-4381. The Grove will be open this weekend, again in 2 weeks for LSU, three times in November. You want to make sure you've got Game Changer patch ready for your big weekend. It's the only two-patch system available in the market to stop hangovers before they start. The warm-up patch is used before or while you drink. The overtime patch is used after you've been drinking to recover while you sleep. Go to GameChangerPatch.com. Enter promo code REBELGROVE20 at checkout for 25% off your entire purchase. Speaking of the Grove, tailgating wide open this weekend. You want to make sure that you are tailgating in style. Get in touch with 7 South Tailgating, 662-321-1682 or 7southtailgating.com. Also brought to you by Dead Soxie. Go to deadsoxy.com, enter the promo code REBELGROVE at checkout, get 25% off your entire order of the best socks you'll ever put on your feet. Same promo code at muddywateroutdoors.com. Muddy Water Camo, get a 35% discount when you enter promo code REBELGROVE at checkout. All sorts of new camo apparel, including the Muddy Water Lady camo apparel as well. We're also brought to you by Brothrow. It's a social sports betting network. It's free to use. There's no third party. It's a really cool, fun way to bet. So there's no juice. Over time, that saves you money. You can start your own group, make friends, and invite your friends. Payment happens within 24 hours of the conclusion of your bet. You can take the other side of an existing bet, start a new bet, and more. Sign up today at bet.brothrow.com/MPW. And we will have, I'll start taping today for the MPW Digital pregame show, previewing Arkansas at Ole Miss. It's brought to you by Walk-On's Sports Bistro. They put everything they've got into bringing you game day with the taste of Louisiana. Dig into their mouth-watering Louisiana cuisine like po' boys, gumbo, voodoo shrimp, plus fan favorites like juicy burgers, fresh salads, quality fresh ingredients you can't help but crave, coming soon in November. Walk-On Sports Bistro, more than a restaurant, 1737B. University Avenue in Oxford.
You mentioned Rams Seahawks tomorrow. Line movement pretty good on here. The Rams open as a 1-point favorite. Heavy money on LA. It's moved all the way up to -2.5 as of right now. So about a point and a half movement.
Seattle Rams coming off a big win.
Yeah. Odd chart predicting Seattle to win the game.
What are the other games worth this week? You got NFL scheduled.
Yeah, sure. We've got, we've got Rams Seahawks. Got a London game this week. It's Jets and Falcons.
Mm.
Falcons 3-point favorites in that one.
Woof.
Our noon games, Pats and Texans. Woof.
Yeah.
Lions and Vikings. Woof.
Woof.
Saints are in Washington to play the football team.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, Saints -2 on your line there on the road.
Okay.
Miami and Tampa Bay.
It's not bad.
Tampa Bay by 10 on the line here. It's a huge NFL line.
That is a big line.
Green Bay, Cincinnati.
Oh.
You're in.
That was the one we were supposed to go to.
Was it really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. Bengals getting 3 in that one. Denver and Pittsburgh this week. Philadelphia and Carolina is this week. Tennessee and Jacksonville. Not a great early slate. Not much that stuck out to me there. Frankly, Packers-Bengals the most interesting game, at least to me, in that
slate.
That's
a good game.
Yeah, that's probably the most interesting slate. Bears,
I'm legitimately getting into the Bengals a little bit.
Are you really?
They're kind of fun.
They're very fun.
Yeah,
you get some dudes. You get a receiver and a quarterback, and they're kind of fun.
Mixon's a good back.
Yeah,
they're young up front.
He's kind of overcome all his past stuff. Yeah. A little bit. Yeah. Bears, Raiders at 3:00. Okay. Chargers Browns is fun on Saturday.
That's a good game.
That's in LA.
Herbert and Mayfield gonna throw it around a little bit.
Yeah. 49ers and Cardinals on Saturday.
Oh, that's a good game.
That's going to be a slobber knocker right there. That's got. Yeah, you get an NFC West weekend, even though one's on Thursday, of Rams, Seahawks, 49ers, Cardinals.
I mean, Kyler Murray looking the part.
He's the MVP favorite right now in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the favorite. Giants and Cowboys at 3:00.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the
Cowboys look legitimately
I apologize
good.
In advance for how much of the country is going to see that damn game. Giants Cowboys from a map standpoint. I haven't gone over to F509 Sports or whatever it's called, but it's going to be like half the damn country watching that game.
That's still one of those, when those two uniforms are on the field, people are like, ooh, football.
And then we get a game on Sunday night. We get the Buffalo Bills at the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday night.
In?
Yeah.
What's the Monday night game?
Colts Ravens.
Eh.
And then next week we go back to our bad Thursday night games. We get Bucks Eagles next Thursday night.
Oof.
So, yeah, there's some good games. Great Sunday night game. Great Thursday night game. So, primetime game's pretty good overall.
Oh, Garoppolo's out, according to Jason Peeps. That means they're going with the kid, Nance.
Oh, Lance.
Lance.
Yeah.
He's not quite ready, I don't think.
So, like Arizona to get to 5-0.
Which means they'll lose.
Because it's the NFL. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, the Bills are fun. I like the Bills.
Oh, for sure.
The Bills are a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I mean, Dawson Knox even scores touchdowns now.
Is that allowed?
He can catch the ball in the end zone.
Hmm.
Some bitch.
Is that allowed in the college game? Can you throw it to the tight end in college?
I mean, look, I've got a lot of really dumb, crazy stats that are my favorites, but the fact that Laremy Tunsil had more career touchdowns than Dawson Knox is one of my favorites.
But I ask you a question. Are you allowed to throw to the tight end in the end zone in college? Is that a penalty?
The refs typically do not call it. You can get away with it.
Oh, so, but it is a rule.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You can't do it.
No.
Okay,
no.
Yeah.
No.
I just want to make sure.
No. It's like throwing to the guard.
Have you heard from Phil lately? Has he DM'd you?
I don't think he's hit one lately. You know, they had a rough patch start the year. Probably gonna get a little more momentum going at that point.
Start going.
Yeah. I mean, I really haven't done enough with that. I mean, he's the one who keeps the conversation going. I mean, I should, like, tell him I'm sorry after losses and things, just see if I get anything back. Hey, your offense had it. I mean, Bateman, he sucked out there, Phil. Like,
he really should.
I mean, if Jay was a little better, Phil, you'd be 4-0 right now. You just get no rest, right? Because they can't stop anybody.
Everybody talks about Bateman as a future head coach. No one ever talks about you, and you're the one getting it done.
Yeah.
Please.
Jason Space.
Will you please do that?
You know, next time they lose.
Yeah, okay. Just
see what happens. Why not? Let's DM Phil. Turn it into a segment. Lord. Okay. We're going to talk more Arkansas tomorrow. Guess for that. We'll have hand raised guys tomorrow night. I've got another Brian's podcast to put up here when I get home as well. He talked to somebody from Arkansas. I don't know who it is, but that'll be up on the
just somebody from Arkansas?
I don't know.
Drove over to, like,
he and I had the conversation last night of, hey, who do y'all actually talk to over there? Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
All right. We have that problem at a lot of SEC schools now, Brian. That's
drive over to Morrilton and just pull over and talk to somebody.
West Helena, first guy we saw with the Kmart.
Petty Jean Liquor. Say, hey, what do you think about the game?
Go from there. Hogs and Rebels this weekend. So
they're not bringing many people. Is that right?
I don't know. Are they not?
Someone told me they're not bringing many people at all.
Okay.
Which is
a little surprising.
A little surprising.
Yeah. Close trip for them relative to anybody else. So.
Yeah.
All right, plentyatrebelgrove.com, mailbag up, more content coming as the day goes on, two podcasts, including Hand Raise Guys tomorrow. So have a good day, and we'll talk to you then.